Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am Ian Norman Massey, M as in Mary, A-S-S-E-Y. Norman Massey is a 60-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 10-9-22. Appeared he was stepping over cargo that he was accessing. Period. This was in the cargo area of a company service vehicle for tools and equipment. Period. He indicates he twisted his left knee but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus, repaired surgically on 2/15/23. Period. He completed his course of active treatment on 4/13/23. Period. The rest of that section is normal. New paragraph. As per the treatment records provided, Mr. Massey had x-rays of the left knee on 10/12/22. That were read as normal. These were done at the referral of Dr. Bartolomeo, B-A-R-T-O-L-O-M-E-O. Period. At the referral of physician assistant Bartolomeo, he had an MRI of the left knee done on 10/28/22 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 11/15/22. Period. Reported he stepped down on his left foot when he was in the cargo area and twisted his knee. Period. As it became caught, his knee actually locked up. Period. Had severe pain. Period. He did have x-rays and MRI done. Period. Mr. Massey was still very active and goes to the gym, even though he was 60 years of age. Period. He also suffered from hypertension and thyroid disease. Period. He was diagnosed with left knee medial meniscal tear. Period. He was advised to stay in the gym with strengthening and return in 1 month. Period. He did return on 12/13/22, stating he wanted to have his knee fixed. Period. Was unable to jog and feels that his knee will give out. Period. They agreed to pursue surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph. I am not in receipt of the operative report. Period. However, at the follow-up visit with Dr. Lipschultz on 2/20/23, he noted partial medial meniscectomy was done on 2/15/23. Period. Physical therapy was ordered. Period. He had a venous Doppler ultrasound on 2/20/23 that was negative for deep vein thromboses. Period. Dr. Lipschultz saw him through 4/13/23. When he was doing great and had full range of motion, but he was no longer taking Celebrex. But he was discharged from care to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he states he was at work since 7 a.m. this morning. Period. He was wearing his work clothes and boots that were removed for evaluation. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Range of motion of the right knee was associated with patellofemoral crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. This was opposite to the injured left knee. Period. Motion of left knee was full without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Then normal. For the rest, knee maneuvers. He had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of those are normal. Lumbar is normal. Impressions. On 10/9/22, Norman Massey twisted his left knee while assessing the cargo. Period. He was seen by a physician assistant named Mr. Bartolomeo. periodontitis referral. He quickly underwent x-rays on 10-12-22 and MRI on 10-28-22. Periodontitis should be inserted here. He participated in physical therapy, but then was eager to pursue surgical intervention. Periodontitis 2-15-23, Dr. Lipschultz performed arthroscopic partial medial meniscectomy. Periodontitis had physical therapy again postoperatively. As of 4-13-23, he was doing quite well with a benign exam. New paragraph. The current examination about the left knee is also benign. Full range of motion without crepitus or tenderness. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Interestingly, he did have crepitus and patellofemoral crepitus about the opposite right knee. McMyers maneuver on the left elicited tenderness, but other provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. He was able to squat and rise and did not need a handheld assisted device. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. This is for the orthopedic residuals of medial meniscal tear treated surgically by partial meniscectomy. He has achieved an excellent clinical and functional result. End.